This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Monday he was prepared to enter a runoff against his secular rival if final results from the country's close election showed no clear winner. Figures from the state news agency showed the 69-year-old conservative leader had 49% of the vote, while his secular rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu trailed with 45%, with just over 96% of the ballots counted. One of the candidates needed to break the 50% threshold to avoid Turkey going to its first election runoff in the post-Ottoman Republic's 100-year history. President Volodymyr Zelensky collected the prestigious Charlemagne Prize on behalf of the Ukrainian people on Sunday in honor of services to Europe.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your kind words about Ukraine. First of all, about Ukraine and our heroes and our soldiers and our children. Thank you very much.
The award capped a visit to Germany in which he secured new military aid and warm support from Berlin. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, following talks in the German capital, offered Germany's full support to Ukraine's journey towards membership of the European Union. U.S. Border Patrol agents have seen a 50% drop in the number of migrants crossing the border since pandemic-era immigration policies expired. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said on CNN's State of the Union program on Sunday, under the new program, migrants seeking asylum must use a U.S. government app to seek an appointment for asylum interview or show evidence that they've